Pen when they do the mambo. Who's got the pen when they go? Who's got the pen when they do the mambo? I don't know who. Do you? Someone must be sick. Can they see? Hi, cousin. I just baked a big batch of bang bang binky ninky bagalava.
Bang bang binky ninky bagalava?
Bingo! Want a big bite, booby?
Better not, buddy.
Bummer.
Bitter, Belky?
You betcha, Bibby Bob, cause I'm bitter, baby. I broke my butt baking these itty bitty binky dinkies. And believe me, I banked on a bit of basic brotherly bolstering.
Belky, buddy, baby. I've had a lot on my mind.
Wainwright gave me a very tough assignment. I've got to do a whatever happened to piece on Ace Atkins.
Oh, I'd love to know where he is. I'd love to know who he is.
Alvin Ace Atkins, highly decorated Korean War pilot. After the war, he became a test pilot. Currently owner and operator of an air charter company and a Mr. Softy ice cream franchise.
Oh, wow, Corson, you're good. Can you find out whatever happened to Mr. T? I'll pity the fool. I'll pity the fool.
Well, before I do that, I've got to finish this story. Wainwright wants me to go up in Ace's plane tomorrow so I can do a first-hand account of what it's like to fly with him.
Cousin, 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 please, can I go? Please take me to the friendly skies. Belky is ready when you are. I love to fly and it shows.
Well, you can go if you want.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You can tell me what it was like, because I won't be there.
Cousin, how you can write an article about flying with Ace unless you fly with Ace?
Belky, I'm a writer. I don't have to experience something to write about it. I wrote a very comprehensive article about the sexual revolution.
I think you owe your readers a little more than that. Cousin, you have to go up in that plane.
Belky, I don't like small planes. They tend to fall out of the sky.
Cousin, it's your duty as a journalist. Ted Koppel would go. Sam Donaldson would go. Clark Kent would go, because he wouldn't need the plane, but...
Belky... You can't change my mind. Nothing you can do or say will make me go up in that airplane.
I'll tell Jennifer you sleep with a nightlight.
For the invention of the air sickness bag.
Oh. Can you tell me why the white zone is for loading and unloading passengers only?
Do we have to be up so high?
Oh, give me an airplane and an unlimited ceiling, and I am a happy man.
Give me a flight of stairs and a slinky, and I'm a happy man.
You are not alone there, my friend.
Tower, calling Nancy 7835 Romeo. Nancy 7835 Romeo, come in, please.
or shut up!
Who was that, the automatic pilot?
Nah, some jerks in the tower.
But shouldn't you answer that? It might be important.
Nah, they're all bent out of shape because I didn't file a flight plan. Hey, I don't know where I'm going. Why should they?
We're flying with a lunatic.
Say, would you like to fly?
I would love to fly, but I'm not sure I have the upper body strength.
I mean the plane.
The plane?
Yeah.
I would love to fly the plane.
I'm sure it's probably against FAA regulations for anybody but Ace to fly his plane.
Oh, there's too damn many of them rules and regulations, if you ask me. I mean, if a man wants to fly, we should let him fly. So he fails a couple of them psychological tests. Who cares? Look at me. Do I look unstable?
Not at all. Well, I think I've got enough for my article anyway. Why don't we call it a day?
Not before we have us some fun. Don't you just love it when all the blood is rushing to your head and you're just this close to blacking out?
Yeah, hey, have you ever tried hanging upside down, spinning around, drinking a cold soda real fast while blindfolded?
Oh, I love that! Oh. Have you ever held your breath and put your head in a tub of jello?
Palmer's blowing up now!
Oh, don't get your shorts in a bunch. I got everything under control. Uh-oh. Looks like we got us a situation here. I can't seem to pull her out of the dive. We're gonna have to bail out.
Cozy, come on. It's going to be fun. We get to jump out of an airplane.
There's a couple of chutes stowed in that box behind that seat there. Just put them on, jump out the plane, count to three, and pull this here doohickey. Okay. Well, I'll see you boys on the ground, at which time I will give you both a valuable coupon worth 5 cents toward purchase of any Mr. Softy item.
Wait, no.
Oh, not good on Saturdays.
Hold the doohickey. Jump, then count to three. Knocky, I don't remember what he said.
He said the coupon's not good on Saturday.
The parachute! I don't remember what he said about the parachute!
They don't have no parachutes.
What?
Yeah, just a note that says, borrowed a couple of chutes. Hope you don't mind, Dave.
Hope you don't mind?
No, I don't mind. Actually, I prefer the front seat. Cousin, I guess we're going to have to land the plane ourselves.
What are you doing? You can't fly this plane.
Well, Cousin, how hard can it be? Mr. A said he could fly it with both eyes tied behind his back. I made us stop falling under the sky. Now we are so happy, we did the dance of joy.
That's not good enough. We've still got to land this plane.
Cousin, don't take your shorts out to brunch. Well, we were taking off and you were breathing into that paper bag. I watched everything that Mr. Ace did. Now, if I can just do it backwards, maybe I can land the plane.
Oh, my Lord, we're gonna die.
No, Cousin, we're not going to die. I'm going to land the plane. Now let me think. The first thing he did, he called the tower. Called the tower.
Suck wind, bozos, I'm bringing her in.
I never thought I'd see this apartment again. Look at this apartment. I love this apartment. Look at this couch. I love this couch. Look at this hand. I love this hand. Look at that face. I love that face.
Listen. You've kissed everything from here to the airport. I don't think that policeman was that happy when you planted one on his horse.
Malky, I'm just happy to be alive.
Do you know what happened? 1 minute, we were headed for the ground, and the next, you made a 3-point landing. Somebody was looking out for us today.
Of course! Oh, cousin, sometimes I can't see the forest through my knees. Teflonos was with us today.
Teflonos?
Teflonos, the Miposian god of protection.
Any relation to Levalos, the god of window treatments?
Scoff if you will, cousin. But once Teflonos puts his protective non-stick shield around you, for the next phase of the moon, you're indestructible. Oh, cousin, I've always wondered what it would be like to put my head in a lion's mouth.
Balking, there is no such thing as Teflonos, and if you put your head in a lion's mouth, he'll bite it off. Now, if you'll excuse me, I am going upstairs to tell my fiancée how close I came to death today. And while she is comforting me, why don't you try and get in touch with Rialitos?
Teflonos, I know you're with me. So, here goes. This is gonna be fun. Good morning, cousin.
Good morning, Balky. You're not still thinking about putting your head in a lion's mouth, are you?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. This circus don't come to town for 2 months, and I'm only indestructible for one.
Balky? 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 What are you doing?
Bungee cords, cousin. I'm going to dive off the fire escape and see how close I can get to the ground without actually hitting it.
Balky, I have seen bungee cord jumping on television. It is very dangerous. People have been killed trying it.
Well, they were foolish to try it without Teflonos' protection.
Balky! This is insane! You can't do this.
Well, cousin, you can't stop me.
No, 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 no. All right, Balky, listen to me. Listen to me. You can't do this.
Well, cousin, that's where you're wrong.
What a rush! What a thrill! What an experience! I have never felt anything like it before in my life. You're falling, and then suddenly... You stop! Inches from certain death! That bungee cord shouldn't have been able to hold our weight, but it did! You know, Malky, that was incredible.
Yeah, sure was. That Teflon knows how to show you a good time, yeah. Don't he?
Now, let me get this straight. For the next 28 days, we can do anything we want and not get hurt?
That's right, cousin. What death-defying, life-threatening stunt is first on your list?
Well, you know, I've always had the secret desire to go right to the top of the Sears Tower and go right ahead and look down.
Yeah, well, I can see where that would be a big step for you, cousin, but while we're under Teflonos' protection, why you don't think of something a little more daring?
Well, there is one thing I've always wanted to do. No, I can't. It's ridiculous.
Well, of course you can. Do be ridiculous.
Belky, you're right. Let's do it.
If it weren't for the bugs in my teeth, I'd say this was the best time I ever had. Oh, Belky, I got a great idea.
What?
Why don't you drive for a while?
That's a great idea.
I love the new spontaneous you! What's next on our list?
Well, we're scheduled to get shot out of a cannon at 4, but that might interfere with our swimming with sharks at 5.
Maybe we could get the cannon to shoot us into the shark pool?
Great idea! But it has to be at feeding time!
Oh, yeah, like this. Tomorrow might be a good time for you to get over your fear of small planes.
Great idea. And the best way to do that is for me to fly the plane myself.
But you don't know how to fly a plane.
Well, I don't know how to drive a motorcycle either.
That's a good point. Very good point.
Let's hang two.
Okay.
What's that sign say?
Freeway end is 300 feet.
Yes!
Cousin, that was great.
You want to go back and buzz Wrigley Field again?
Maybe this time we can get the ball autographed.
Okay, my turn.
Serpentine.
Okay, well, pull her up.
I can't.
Just pull back on the stick.
I'm getting a strange feeling.
Well, of course you feel strange. We are headed to the ground at an enormous rate of speed, but we are safe, thanks to good old Teflonos. Just pull her out of this.
Of course, and I'm trying, but good old Teflonos ain't doing diddly. Oh, my. What if we're not indestructible anymore?
Malky, that's not possible. You told me we'd be protected for 28 days, and it's only been a week.
Yeah, but maybe Teflonos don't have enough power to protect two people. Maybe he can only take care of one of us. Cousin, if I leave, you'll be saved.
No, Maki, don't do this.
But cousin, it's our only chance.
Well, suppose Teflonos decides to protect you. I'm going to hit the ground like an overripe cantaloupe.
Teflonos, if you can hear me, I want you to stay with Cousin Larry.
Goodbye, cousin.
Oh, no, Maki, but no, wait, Maki. Why are you beating me up?
Cousin, we're in Mr. Ace's plane, okay? And we went into a dive and you fainted.
Yeah, you passed out before I could tell you. I was just kidding about that bailing out business.
Well, that's your idea of a joke?
Now, you see, that's the trouble with you civilians. You ain't got no sense of humor, just like them tough butts at NASA.
You mean you didn't bail out? Balky didn't land the plane? We didn't drive a motorcycle?
I don't think Cousin Larry is playing with a full deck chair.
It must have been a dream. Well, it seems so real. Balky, we did things you wouldn't believe.
Mr. A says he can do some things you wouldn't believe. He says he can do a loop-de-loop that makes almost all the blood go below your knees. Show him, Mr. Ace. Except for the screaming and the fainting, you had fun. I guess you've gotten over your fear of small planes.
Balky, I'm never going up in a small plane again.
I guess I was wrong.
You know, sometimes a little fear is a good thing. I'm going to bed now. You know, tomorrow, after I finish my article, I'm going to spend the rest of the day enjoying some nice, safe, non-life-threatening leisure activity.
Cousin, here's something you might like. Bungee jumping, take the plunge.
Oh. May I see that?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.